Okay, I will go ahead and call this meeting to order at 6:10 p.m. We will start with an invocation. Is there anyone in our audience who would like to lead us in an invocation? Oh, yay!
All right.
Okay, please rise for an invocation followed by a flag salute.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this privilege of us to be able to come together as a community in peace for the betterment of our children. We give you the praise that these children have so many unique gifts and potential, and we know the responsibility that each of the board members have in each of us in the community have to bring these potentials bring these gifts to their full potential. Be with each of us as we go and learn and work with these children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tonight we have a special guest, a Girl Scout troop, to lead us in the flag salute. So I'll turn it over to you guys.
I'm gender neutral.
Girl Scouts, attention. Color guard advance. Color guard, post your colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Girl Scouts will now sing a Beautiful America.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray, for purple mountains majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed this grace on thee, and crown my good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Please join me in the Girl Scout promise.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help others in any way I can, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Color guard dismissed. Girl Scouts dismissed. Ladies and gentlemen, now be seated.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Thank you. And thank you for your patience, Sadie. With that, we will go ahead and move to the swearing in of our three board members. I will go ahead and start with Ms. Poulos.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the United States of California.
Whoopsie.
Of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
In which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations. Next, we will do Mr. Flowers because he has been on the board the second longest. Make sure Annette and everybody over there can see you. Okay, I,
Michael Flowers, do solemnly swear, that I will support, and defend,
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties. Upon which I am about to enter. Welcome.
Thank
back.
You.
Mr. Medeiros.
I,
Daniel Monares,
do solemnly swear that I will support, and defend, the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith, and allegiance, to the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties. Upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations. Not yet. Okay, I would like to recognize a couple of people in the audience before we take a short break. First, we have Council Member Lloyd Johnson. We have Commissioner Lou Arredondo. Where are you, Commissioner? Commissioner Glenn Kennedy. You never know. Okay, we will take a short 5-minute break. So, and George, are you still a commissioner too?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner George Ogden. For 2 more years at least. Okay, Mr. Flowers would like to address the audience.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd just like to say thank you guys for being here on the day. Thank the board, Danny and I. Getting to know each other. We're looking forward to the future together. Eileen, she's been very supportive. She finds out. Jessica, she's been just become a great friend. And Cammy, what a good compadre she's been out there together. And our superintendent staff as a whole. And I'd like to thank my wife. You know, she's been very diligent with me. She's my best half and my better half. And also, I see my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law. But just thank Lord Johnson. Man, I can't thank you enough. You're out there, you know, campaigning for me. Mr. Charles, you've been out there. Glenn Kennedy, you and Kerry, you've been out there. George Ogden, you've been out there for me, too. Thank you. And John Shoemaker, where is he? I saw him step out. John, thank you for what you've done. I know we had to change things over at the end, but thank you for all the help and support that you've done. I truly appreciate it. And Ms. Diane Staskinski, my road trip partner. Thank you. And Lou Arredondo, my sister and her husband, her family, who I love so much. And Ms. Vicky. So I just asked everybody. But, you know, thank you, everybody. But you know what? Hey, these are my family. These are my friends. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. I left anybody in charge.
So I'll just say ditto to all of that. But I do want to say thank you for the Girl Scouts. They were so patient, and I'm hoping that we can give more young women the opportunity. I was excited. It was my daughter's troop. And I didn't realize that they're looking for these kind of opportunities. So in the future, when we do these kind of things, to make sure that we outreach to the community so they can get their badges and that they can practice. And what a wonderful, we're educating students, and let's offer them the opportunities. And I just didn't realize how excited they were going to be to do this. So I just appreciate all of you allowing that to happen and being such a great audience for them. Thank you so much. And then my mom, my son, way back there waving, he's... my husband Christopher, there's Sadie in her little Girl Scout vest. We lost the badges, but she does have a lot of badges. She's worked so hard. Dakota's in here somewhere, and then my nephew Joseph. He's a graduate from West Covina High School. I'm so proud of him, and he just graduated in 3 years, and now because he was educated so well in West Covina Unified, we offered so many AP classes that he got to start as a sophomore. So, and he started graduate school, so, and I know that he learned so much at West Covina High School, and I'm so proud of him, Joseph Giannotti. So, and all of you, thank you, and we couldn't graduate great students like Joseph, and my son Will also graduated from West Covina High School without the support of the staff, so thank you so much.
I will just briefly say that I hope to know as many people as Michael. and that, again, over the next 4 years, that is one of my goals, to get to know a lot more of you. I've lived in West Covina 8 years now, so it's truly starting to feel like home. I did grow up next door in La Puente, so I've always kind of made this area, you know, considered it home. But, you know, again, I hope to get to know more of you closer and really get to know the needs of this community, and so that we can work together to make those things happen. So thank you, everybody.
Okay, we will go ahead and take a break, and then the board will meet in closed session at 6:30.
All right.